Good evening, American Fork. My name is Paula Alfonso. I am from Gainesville, Florida. It's my pleasure to be here at the Wasatch Invitational, checking out the color guard caption. I understand that's a little windy and breezy down there. I'm going to take that into consideration in my commentary. I will be back with you when you start your performance.
High school marching.
All right, American Fork, here we go.
Presenting their program, Another Viewpoint. Wasatch Front Invitational is proud to present drum majors Hiram Jackson, Olivia Harper, Jared Dupay, Kai Rosh Arendam, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
Yeah, nice setup of the diagonals into the 50 from the flags. A strong initiation into the ensemble flag phrase. Most certainly working hard with good hand-to-hand contributions. Yeah, and their timing as they relate to each other, pushing through the wind, doing a really good job. Yeah, most certainly, you know, fighting through the initiation of the flag toss and being able to recover and come into the next phrase well across the front side one. Yeah, color guard moving from, you know, having a good sense of variety of moving from behind the back to in front of the body. And understanding the orientation responsibilities as they move around the curvilinear with good control, you know, considering the wind. Yeah, the timing of their feet is pretty apparent. The stylistic choice of how we're moving toe first and keeping our feet in time and keeping the sense of ensemble clarity around the field handled well. Scanning the movers in the front corner of side two and how they relate to the soloist. It's nice stylistic diversity in their movement and a good extension of the right leg in the fan kick. Good use of the skirt as a prop to continue to enhance the color. And the pattern change of the inside of the skirt and the inside of the leg really being used in intelligent ways to further enhance the creativity of the choreography. Free shared effort, increasing the variety and broadening the range of the performers in the center of the field. Yeah, the flag line working hard across the back to maintain their forms and their responsibilities as the back side moves across the back sideline and the middle goes into the center of the field. Strong integration as a form resolves. Just take a look at where in space, or negative space, the ensemble should be.
This whole musical pass is very articulate, and I'm not seeing the same articulate interpretation of the song.
Yeah, working through space and time, with good bound efforts. Just make sure that the musicality matches the intent of the written element on the ensemble flag phrase. And that the percussive moments are accentuated just as well as the legato moments. Smart use of the color guard working in and through and with the horn line with a good sense of interdependency with each other. Yeah, take a look at the transition of the color guard all the way to the back sideline and how your eye is really more drawn to that mass than necessarily the prop on side 135. the performer is doing a good job at handling bringing the props onto the stage, but maybe that happens a little later than it should in terms of the flags moving backstage and the props coming across the front sideline. A little functional in the moving of the props. Once we get somewhere with them, it's really intriguing, but how we get from place to place with them is something that it still needs to be a little detailed. I understand the environmental challenge of being able to use the prop and use it with good form and grace, and I think that they're handling that pretty well.
So there's an intellectual stimulus to that. Intellectually kind of figure out.
Yeah, the use of props and interdependency, you know, of the props and moving them back and forth does, you know, have a good sense of depth. And then the use of the colored flag in constricted space back there, posing a really good environmental challenge for the performers. Strong sense of timing through that swing flag phrase too. So really good for the performers to have those depth challenges of moving the props gracefully. They should come onto the field just as easily as once they, you know, really start interacting with them. If that could be just as well thought out in terms of an integral part of the process, I think it would be better suited for the guard.
The run is
now working through the musical phrase there, just the use of the red flag with the red of the band proper sometimes gets a little lost. Yeah, Rifles having some technical imperficiencies across the front sideline, but understanding that they have a strong amount of blended efforts and that their range is being broadened each moment they blend body and equipment and do some intermediate advanced challenges. Yeah, watching the guard fight through these phrases is the most impressive out there with the, you know, the skirt, you know, getting stuck on their head and those type of things, and still having a good sense of mental concentration to continue to fight through the show. Yeah, good use of color across the back. And Rifles having a good sense of timing across the front. Yeah, strong form control as performers move through those gates to join in the back. Good control of space and time across the back as we went from a constricted form to covering from end zone to end zone. And just watching the ensemble flag phrase in terms of timing, executed pretty well. So American Fork, I think that you do some intermediate advanced challenges for the ensemble that really are quite impressive and that they work through just the elements really nicely tonight. I noticed some places where the props become a little cumbersome in how we move them, and I think that sometimes that, you know, that just that little chunk takes a little bit away from the sophistication of the product, as well as, you know, there's an ensemble flag phrase that we do that during a percussive moment that doesn't necessarily, you know, match the musical intent of the leg. So overall, those are, you know, just two areas of improvement for you. I think that the color guard is an integral part of the show, and that the level of training that they have is pretty compatible. They have a good identity out there, and their unique intellectual uses of, you know, free shared efforts that brought in their range, and also just the smart uses of how the costume relates to their choreography. So I hope that my comments are helpful, and I look forward to seeing you at the end of the season.